Jonathan, I hope you are having a good Friday.
It's a good Friday. It's what it is. No, yeah, we can move on.
Okay, moving on then. If you look at most church services for Holy Week, and that includes, you know, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and even Holy Saturday, usually at the end, the service just kind of ends. And it'll often say in the bulletin something like, you know, please depart in silence. And then at the next service, it just sort of starts. And the idea is that historically, they're all one long service. So it's not split into three different chunks like we sometimes do. We just split them into chunks to make it more practical. So with that, I just want to sort of start our podcast and just jump right into it. Our gospel reading today is extraordinarily long. It's John 18, verse 1, all the way through John 19, verses 42. It's one of the longest readings in the lectionary cycle. And John narrates the story of Jesus' arrest and his trial and crucifixion. Jesus betrayed by Judas, and he's arrested by the chief priests. And then finally, Jesus is condemned by the Jewish authorities and by Pontius Pilate, who says that this man isn't really guilty. I can't find anything wrong with what he's done. And then finally, Jesus is mocked and flogged and crucified. All of that happens just in this one long reading. So my question echoes last week's, and it's, how can we sit in the grief and the confusion and the distress of Good Friday without trying to jump forward to the joy of Easter Sunday? And I wondered, like, what strategies might actually help us do that? Because it's so easy for me to be like, oh, I think we need to sit in some of this pain like Jesus' disciples did.
Yeah.
But it's a lot harder for me to do it.
Yeah, it feels like the flip side of the question you asked for Palm Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I go back and forth about what's helpful in terms of compartmentalizing and making sure that we're creating space. And the recognition is that all of these emotions, if you want to label them positive and negative, or if you want to label them with the experience of Good Friday and the experience of Easter, if we're being honest with ourselves, we're consistently experiencing both. Yeah. And I think there are many in the world who are consistently having experiences that look far more like Good Friday than they do Easter Sunday, especially given the genocide that is being perpetrated in Gaza and others that are occurring throughout the world. It's hard to think about hope when the body of your child is being torn to pieces before your eyes, like Mary experienced on that Friday in Jerusalem, or just outside of Jerusalem so long ago. And now we see in that same space, that same region, more destruction and violence, more heartbreak. We need to make space for that. And so in terms of strategies, this feels like it might be a cop-out of an answer, but shut up and listen is a strategy.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's listening to yourself and being like, I need to pay attention to what's actually going on for me right now. Listening to the stories of people who are hurting and broken. Actually paying attention and not numbing ourselves by continuing to swipe or scroll to the stories that need to break our hearts, that we've almost become immune to in some ways because of how we interact with information and technology. So maybe it's not just shut up and listen. I feel like it's shut up, slow down, and listen. To be willing to have the space for you to be affected and not just try to have it contained to a 1-hour service or a 1 day, but being willing to embrace and sit with pain when it comes up. Not feel like you have to move on to something positive. That's a classic tradition of those in power and those who dominate, is to move far too quickly away from the things that are hard and painful to the bright side.
Jonathan, that was awesome. To be honest, I don't know if I have anything to add. I mean, I think your point, especially about listening to ourselves and to the ways that we might be hurting and to listen to the ways that people are hurting around the world, like, it is really well taken. That's wonderful. So we're going to keep this short, and I'd like to pray for us.
That'd be wonderful.
Loving God, your Son was lifted up on the cross to draw all people to himself. May the mingled blood and water that flowed from his side be a source of strength when we feel like death has the final word over your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.